Hey guys, it's your girl Mo Diggs, and you are tuned into another episode of the A Convo with Mo podcast. And I'm so excited that you're here. Today's episode is really juicy. We are talking about spinning the block on your ex-child. So I did a post on A Convo with Mo's Instagram page, and I asked everyone, like, when is it okay to spin the block on your ex? And everyone was basically like, never, ever, forever, ever, forever, never. But there were some people in the comments kind of saying that they've spun the block and it worked for them. So it made me feel like everybody's saying never. There's only one person saying, oh, like, I've done it and now I'm married. But hella girls are spinning the block. Like, the block is being spun. So if everybody's saying never and only one person is saying they did it, then what about the other girls that are spinning the block? So I am here today for the other girlies that are spinning the block and just like the crazy, you know, the complexities of spinning the block on past relationships, right? So I feel like, you know, when you're thinking about your ex, it's just like, it's so much deeper than like, don't go back to your ex. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so much deeper. There's nostalgia. There's, you know, your emotions, your heart jumping. There's every single thing around you reminds you of this person. And I feel like sometimes people don't consider that, you know, like the toughness of really letting go of an old flame and the struggle of, you know, rekindling that old flame. And I feel like even with all that struggle, I still feel like even with all the intricacies and everything, I still feel like it's just the wrong decision to go back to your ex. We're going to get into why I feel like it's the wrong decision, but I am definitely going to, you know, I definitely empathize. That's like I empathize and I get it. And it's because everyone's always like, oh, don't spin the block, don't spin the block. Even me, I'm like, don't go back to your ex. But it's definitely easier said than done, especially if you're the person that's in the relationship, right? Or that was in the relationship. So I think the main thing that you should do if you are going to spin the block on your ex is like reflect, right? So like, if you think about like why the reason behind the breakup and like assessing their personal growth, compatibility, you know, I feel like these are all things that should be considered before spinning the block, right? And also like I talked about this on my Instagram post, but like, I know if you ask God for a sign and God gave you a sign, don't even listen to this podcast. This moment right here is just time. Let it go. But if you haven't asked God for a sign and you're looking for a sign, this is it too. But if you haven't asked God for a sign and you're not looking for a sign and you're just listening to this episode, here's why I think all these three things reflecting on the breakup, personal growth, and compatibility are so important. So reflecting on personal growth, right? So sometimes I feel like when we spin the block, it's because of like a built-in codependency. Like I feel like we've become so attached to this person. We're so dependent on them being involved in our everyday lives. When they're not around, we feel a little bit incomplete. So like if you haven't personally grown out of that codependency, and if they haven't grown from whatever it is that is the reason behind the breakup. So that's actually first. The reason behind the breakup. Why did you guys break up? Like, what was the problem? Because if everything was so peachy and clean, we would still be a happy family. You know what I mean? So what was the reason behind the breakup? Was it catastrophic? Was there disrespect involved? I feel like I can't give second chances for disrespect. Like, if a disrespect is done, like, I can't give second chances for that, especially if you're just dating. Like, being married is like a whole nother conversation, which I don't even want to get into. But if you're dating, like, disrespect is not something that you should just allow and like give someone the second chance to do. Because I'm not going to lie, if someone disrespects you and you give them another chance, they're probably going to do it again. Just because if people are just like, people who respect themselves respect other people, and people who don't respect themselves don't respect other people. I don't think that's something that is like, oh, you know, you got to teach people how to respect you. Like, no, I am a human being. I deserve respect. You should just respect me because I am just a human being, as I am respecting you because you're just a human being. That's first and foremost. So what is the reason behind the breakup? Is it petty? Is it disrespect? Is it, you know, infidelity? That's a hard no for me. Some people are okay with that, you know, and, you know, hey, but is it whatever it is, like, is it a hard no? So I recently did an event with Ashley Kolawale and Tomasin Okonlawon. They are the founders of Girl Getter. Ashley is a part of Girl Getter. And Tomi is the founder of OG Cocktails. And they had like an event called Rose and Roses. And we talked about relationships and all this stuff. And one of the reoccurring things that I remember hearing, that I actually remember saying when I was like moderating, was that before you get into a relationship, it's so important for you to set boundaries and to stick to those boundaries, right? Before you get into a relationship. So like, these are my absolutely no's, these are my maybes, and these are my hard yeses. You know what I mean? And so I feel like if you don't have that list before you get into a relationship, when you get into a relationship, you form that list based off of how much you're feeling the person that you're dealing with. And I feel like sometimes our emotions can shift how our boundaries, right? Our emotions can shift what we allow. And I think it's important to set those boundaries before your emotions get involved, because our brain, I feel like, protects us more than our heart does, you know? This is getting kind of deep, guys, but follow along, you know? So I think it's so important before you get into the relationship to even break up, to even potentially spin the block, to create a list of things that you will accept and will not accept. Because once you get into that relationship and you fall in love, it is so much harder to not form a list of things that you like, don't like, will accept, will not accept, because your emotions are involved. And it's so easy to just crumple that list up and say, no, I love this person. We're going to make it happen. And I just feel like, girl, figure out what you accept now and what you don't accept. For the ladies that aren't in a relationship right now or just listening, definitely figure out what you are going to accept and not accept, and hold that list to you near and dear. Because once you get into a relationship, it is hard to come up with those things. It's so important to assess, you know, the reason behind the breakup and your personal growth and their personal growth. So let's say it was like a medium reason why you guys broke up. It wasn't extreme disrespect. It was like right in the middle. It was like a deep argument and you guys just cannot get aligned on something, right? So I feel like compatibility and personal growth, or maybe they did something that you didn't like, but it wasn't on your hell no list. And you're like, if you can fix that, I can vibe with you. But if you can't fix it, then I can't vibe with you. It's so important to just see that they've made changes. Like, I love how as girls, we'd be like, oh, they've changed. And like, we've seen nothing, like nothing has changed. Like, there's no sign of growth, no sign of change. We just believe it because the person has said it. And I just feel like they got to show you something, like just the hem of the garment, like something has to show you that they have actually grown and you have actually grown, right? Because sometimes, you know, there's things that we need to develop in ourselves, and we rush back into the relationship before we've developed those things. And so make sure that you have developed fully and they have developed fully before you spin the block, if you do, okay? And then my last thing is compatibility. So, like, I just feel like, are we compatible, baby? Like, this situation, is this going to keep arising? And I think that's something that I, like, whenever I'm talking to, like, my nieces or, like, my little sisters, I'm always like, hey, if this is something that you're not budging on, this is an argument that's going to keep arising over and over and over again. So maybe you guys aren't as compatible as you think. You know what I mean? Because sometimes it's like, I like you, you like me, but we're just not compatible. It's just not going to work because we don't think the same. We don't breathe the same. We don't read, like, we're just not the same. But and you can fall in love with somebody that's a polar opposite and be compatible. But sometimes you fall in love with somebody that's a polar opposite and y'all are not compatible at all. So make sure you guys are compatible. That is so important, because if you're not compatible, it's just like, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. Like, come on, everybody, just let's just be serious. It's not gonna work. Now, I feel like, you know, the part that I don't like about like just spinning the block on your ex is the whole idea of like, I hate when men just like keep repeating the same mistakes. You know what I mean? I just feel like, make sure you as the woman, like, don't let them keep repeating past mistakes on you. You know what I mean? Don't spin the block just to be the block that spun. That didn't make any sense. But like, you know what I mean? Like, don't spin the block just for them to come and spin you around and running around again. And you're going on a merry-go-round on about something that you should have just left alone. Like, there's mistakes that are like reconcilable, and there's some that are just simply not so. You know, if you're grappling temptation about reconnecting with your ex, or maybe you're just like, you know, I'm just trying to taste the waters one more time. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And if you are, please consider everything that I've mentioned, because child, like, once you start getting older, time wasted, like, time is not to be wasted. Once you start getting a little bit older, I'm telling you, child, time is just a value. Like, you just value time so much more. And I just feel like there's no reason to not be prioritizing your happiness and your well-being. And if spinning the block is gonna waste your time, not make you happy, harm your well-being, baby, give it, like, let it go. Like, let it go. And I feel like sometimes we spin the block because of closure, and like, we just want closure. We want that last and final conversation. Maybe sometimes that last and final conversation got to be with the Lord, okay? Sometimes you got to have that last and final conversation with the Lord or your therapist. It doesn't have to be with the guy. Like, it doesn't have to be with that person. The last and final conversation of reconciliation does not have to be with that person, because let me tell you something. Somebody that is good with words will honestly make you feel like you're going crazy. They'll make you feel like, why did I even break up with this person to begin with? Don't let them give you a kiss on the cheek or a long hug. Oh, baby, you're back in their grips. You're back in their grips. They got you. Baby, they got you. So I would say, if you're considering spinning the block, or if you know your homegirl is considering spinning the block, I just feel like Valentine's Day is already over. Love season is already over. Wait for a new guy. Wait for the right guy. Hot girl summer is around the corner. Okay? I'm not gonna lie, I've been in a relationship for a long time. So I haven't spun the block in a long time. But when I was in high school, there was this guy, and he was just terrible to me. Like, he was just terrible. And obviously, like, when I was in high school, I thought he was like the best, the greatest guy ever, right? He was almost kind of like a best friend. And I, like, as an adult now, I'm like, that was terrible. Like, that he treated you so terribly. Like, I wish your self-esteem was a little bit higher. Like, I just wish your standards were just a little bit higher. But I would just keep going back. Like, I would go back as a friend. I would go back as a situationship. I would go back as a girlfriend. It's just like, it was terrible. And like, when I think about the repetition and why, I just like all these red flags and signs that I just would keep ignoring, I don't want that to be you. I want you to let that go and find the perfect person that's actually for you, that actually loves you and respects you and is going to treat you like the princess that you deserve. Our last episode was about deserving an easy love. And I just feel like, yes, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for easy love. We're looking for non-spin the blockers. And it's like having an argument and a disagreement, you know, like a peaceful argument, a peaceful disagreement, and taking some time apart is not the same to figure it out. It's not the same as like someone doing you dirty and spinning the block. You know what I mean? Like, let's just, you know, let's be guided, as my girl Nanette would say. Let's all just be guided, you know? So those are my thoughts on spinning the block, guys. it is just, it's hard. It is. And I'm not going to sit here and act like it's the easiest thing to just say I'm never talking to my ex again. But I will say it is the best thing for you and your well-being. And yeah, that's it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for those that have left reviews, guys. I did not expect like anybody to leave a review, but I saw we got some more 5 stars and a new written review, and I'm always so grateful. So leave a review, leave a comment on Instagram, follow us on Instagram at Convo with Mo, or you can follow me at Mo Digger with 2 E's and 3 G's, and share this podcast with your auntie, your grandma, your cousin, your best friend, or your sister, guys. That's it for today's episode. Love you, and we are out.